on the municipal government side, we need to start thinking about how to streamline these processes so that they are far less complicated and also far more transparent, so that the community is better able to oversee and participate in the process, because I think we'll come up with some different ways of spending money. And that may scare people at first, but I think ultimately we'll be better off if we spend our money based on the outcomes we want to see and not based on our fears. And the outcomes we want to see is, I think the reason we spend so much money on law enforcement is because we all want to be safe. And so my question is, if we don't feel safe right now, we've been spending all this money for years on law enforcement, maybe we need to invest in the things that the literature says will make us safe. And those things are investing in public health and investing in housing and investing in education and investing in the things that allow people to be able to live happy, healthy, well-adjusted lives with all the things that they need. They are less likely to commit crimes of necessity, crimes of passion, or crime period. And you're more likely to live a long and fulfilling life when you're not stressed out, overburdened, and overworked, right? We even know with domestic violence, it goes up when people are unemployed. So we obviously saw an uptick in domestic violence during the pandemic because people were stressed and unemployed, right? So, you know, I think that there are some pretty key ways that we could do things differently. And the lessons that we've really learned are, we need to stop just doing what we've always done, because that's the easiest way to get what we've always gotten. And I'm hoping that we can all agree now that what we've always gotten and what we've certainly gotten more recently is not an ideal outcome.